Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show is on the laws of resonance. The laws of resonance. And there are basic laws that Spirit and Source has set up as to how one vibration affects another. And it's really how everything changes and how we make changes in the world, how we really help ourselves, how we help others, how we protect ourselves as well. So the intention for today's show is that we may be able to access the power within these laws of resonance, to be able to raise our consciousness, bring us more in alignment with nature and spirit. Nice. So before we get started, as usual, I want to let you know about what's happening here at the Institute. We're just finishing up the summer intensive, the June version. We have another summer intensive coming up here in August. It's August 5th through the 17th, and it's 2 weeks straight, 10 to 9:30. We've got 15 people that just did it this time in the summer, and in August we'll do it again, and it's a blast. I mean, we've all bonded. We're just doing the sound of love all morning. People are just bawling on the floor. And it's really powerful because you get in the zone, you just go deeper and deeper. I'm totally in the zone. And it's $14.85 if you pay in full by June 29th. You get $200 off. And it's half of the certificate program. You can do the other half of the certificate program online, or you could actually do it at the Institute in September. We do have the 3.5-month program, certificate program in sound healing, starting in September 4th. And that's three nights a week and some weekends. And if you pay in full by June 29th, you get a discount of $400 on that. Just the same as the intensives. It's just you have a little more time to assimilate things, but they both have their advantages. The intensive is cool because you can just get in the zone and you just go deeper and deeper and deeper, and it becomes really, really part of your being. We also have, starting September 4th, the audio recording program, which is mostly focused on sound healing. Whatever program you have, whether it's like Pro Tools or Logic or any audio program, you can focus on that. But we mostly use Pro Tools here, but we teach it in a way that you can use it on any program. That starts September 4th for 3.5 months, and that is the Sound Healing Audio Production Program. It's about $3,800. You get $700 off if you pay by June 29th. Both in the Sound Healing Program and in the Sound Healing Audio Production Program, we have an associate degree where you can continue. The certificate program is the first semester of the associate degree where you become a total master. We also have all of these classes online with live instructors, or if you have different hours than ours, you can always watch the videos. So you could do the Sound Healing Certificate or Associate Degree program online with live instructors or by video. And same, you could do this Sound Healing Audio Production program online, live instructors, which would be me, or with by video. And it works really well. The program's been very effective for people. Check out our testimonials on our website at soundhealingcenter.com. You can always call me at 415-777-2486, or just email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also have, if you're in the area tomorrow, we have an open house from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock. We're going to go through a lot of different sound healing techniques on how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and do a lot of meditations. We get really high, and we also vibrate people on the sound tables and sound chairs we have. So that's about it. Of course, we still have some interesting music. We've got about 60 CDs including guided meditations, including frequencies you can put on various organs of the body. We also have tuning forks, crystal bowls, sound tables we sell. And we do a wide range of treatments here at the Institute and online. Again, soundhealingcenter.com, 415-777-2486. Okay, so the laws of resonance. You know, I started out as a physics major at UC Berkeley, and there I took the classes in physics, but also in the physics of sound, and learned about some basic laws, which I kind of forgotten until I got into sound healing, because I became a recording engineer for the longest time, and then 10 years ago, I really started getting into the healing side with sound. And I remembered all these laws, these different aspects based in physics. And I realized that these laws of physics, as far as how sound works and resonance, also work at all different levels. We learned about how it works at the physical level in musical instruments, and how one sound affects another sound. But it also works at the emotional level. You can have one frequency affect another frequency in emotions. You can transform your emotions just by creating a stronger resonant emotion. You can also use various rhythms to entrain your brain into different brainwave rhythms, delta, theta, alpha. And you can use sound or even just energy to entrain your system into a high spiritual state, whether it's gratitude, love, compassion, joy, anything like that, or connection to soul, connection to the frequency of your soul, or resonance with source and spirit. So in all cases, the way we use sound or any vibration, whether it's intention, light, color, sacred geometry, or any geometric structures, or actual sound, we're using these basic laws of resonance. There's about 8 of them. The first one is the most important, and that is every single thing in the universe vibrates at a particular frequency that it likes to vibrate at. That is, every single thing has its own natural vibration rate. In fact, that's mostly what makes one thing different from another thing in the universe, the rate at which it vibrates. There's also the aspect of a combination of frequencies, and also the way they actually flow from one thing to another that makes things what they are. So it's basically frequencies, tonalities, and music, and energy. But it's about frequency. Now, even though, let me give you an example. You've got, in your body, you have cells. Your cells are, it's been proven that if you find the resonant frequency of a cell and play that frequency softly, you trigger the metabolism of that cell. You actually feed energy into that cell big time, because anytime something has a resonant frequency, which is everything, when you play it or trigger it, it actually releases that energy. But you're also sending energy into it to trigger it. So you're getting a double whammy. You're actually really activating that cell. You're triggering its metabolism, and like you're massaging it, you're sending it energy. Okay. So when you, everything actually has a resonant frequency. So the cell does, but your organs do as well. Now, the organs are a little more complex, because the organs have different types of cells in them. So it's a combination of cells. You can think of like the elements, and then the combination of elements makes up a molecule, like atoms. and then combination of atoms make up a molecule. A molecule is a combination of frequencies. Same as organs. You've got a cell in the body, combinations of cells make up an organ. So an organ is not just one frequency. Technically, a cell is not one frequency. It's multiple frequencies. The cell has different parts to it, and the parts of the cell even have their own frequency, like the electrons and the neutrons. They'll have their own frequency that interact together. But it's small enough where we see it as one whole frequency. And even if we were that size, the cell is, it still has its overall main frequency, which is its home note. So it may have multiple frequencies, but everything always has a home note, just like every song has a home note. So the organ, which is multiple cells, has an overall note, which is its home note. Some people in the healing field even call it the soul note of the organ. You know, Master Shah is big on the soul energy of each organ. That's its home note, which is a combination of all the frequencies. Again, in any song, you got to have a key. Every single song has a key. Even my voice. I speak, everybody speaks in a certain musical key. And here is the musical key of my voice. Of my voice. That last note, voice, is the key of my voice. You can hear it when I go home. If I go there, if I try to go home, it doesn't feel like home. Or I go home, but when I go home, that's my voice. That's the key of my voice. So I'm singing in a key when I speak. We all sing in a key when we speak. And there's always a home note. That home note, by the way, in your voice happens to be the where you express love. I love my kitty. I go right to that home note when I express love. Yeah. So that home note is in everything, even if something has multiple frequencies in it, which most things do. Most things always have multiple frequencies. In fact, even if you get down to the electrons, I guess the electrons, I forget exactly what they're made of, but they're made of quarks or something like that, something that makes up the electrons and the neutrons. So those aren't even a pure frequency yet. And then we get lower and lower. I mean, I don't think we've ever found the bottom. I mean, we think we have, but it keeps going, you know, where one frequency, the central basic component seems to be made up of another combination of frequencies as we get deeper and smaller and smaller and smaller. So you could go up the other way, and you could say, okay, we have our universe. Our universe is made up of millions of frequencies, but still, our universe has one main note. Who knows what it is? I don't know what it is. But still, it is our universe. It is, that's what it is. That's what makes it what it is. So some people say that's the frequency of love. Interesting. Okay, so everything, not only every part of your body has a resonant frequency that it likes to vibrate at, but every piece of matter, I mean, every table, every piece of wood has a vibration. Metal has its own vibration. Water has its own vibration. Air has its own frequency of vibration. All matter in the universe has its own frequency of vibration. Its overall frequency is always there, and it's often a combination of frequencies. Water is H2O. It's like three frequencies. It's hydrogen, two hydrogens and an element of oxygen. So it's still a timbre, even though it's got an overall frequency of water, and it can be measured. These are things that can be measured. I mean, scientists measure this resonant frequencies all the time. I mean, we know the resonant frequencies of wood and resonances and of metals. I mean, we use it. When they build rocket ships, they really have to know, but so that you don't hit that resonant frequency and explode the rocket ship. You know, in cells, if you hit the resonant frequency of a cell and then turn the volume up really loudly, you can explode the cell. We know this. This is exactly what they do with exploding gallstones and stones in the kidney stones. And we use ultrasound. We find the resonant frequency of the kidney stones, and we resonate them really loudly, and they explode. And that's exactly what's going on. You can do that with cells, though, and we even have a CD for resonating cancer cells and exploding them that's been quite effective on quite a few people. Okay. So not only does every bit of matter in every part of the body have a resonant frequency, but also every emotion has a resonant frequency. Everything in the ether, every thought. Thoughts are interesting because in thoughts, generally when you think something, you are actually, your voice is going through your head. So normally when you're thinking something, just like now when I'm speaking, I'm kind of singing different songs as I speak, and the song is really a very beautiful song sometimes. Sometimes it's not. Okay, but we all sing these songs. Well, when we think, normally it's our voice going through our head, and it's singing a song. You know, it's like you're thinking, oh, what am I going to have for dinner? What am I going to have for dinner tonight? Right? So that's the one frequency of a thought. Another frequency is the energy of the thought. You know, it's like love or certain thoughts have higher energy than others, other than the actual musical notes that are making the thoughts. Right? So, and then there's the intention of thoughts. I mean, there's quite a few frequencies that go into thought, but they have an overall frequency when you look at them. Okay? And those overall frequencies affect all the other frequencies in your body, in your system. So that's why we say right thought. You know, thoughts do affect us, and they affect the whole planet. God, I hate the responsibility. Never mind, I take that back. I love the responsibility. Okay. Yes, thoughts affect everybody. We know this. You know, your vibration, if you walk into a room and you got a really loving vibration, then people it's like people interact with you completely differently than if you're like really pissed about something or just even frustrated or down. It totally affects other people around us. But we know, it's been proven, that it affects other people through the quantum field, through entanglement. Okay? So thoughts have frequencies. You know, all the higher emotions have frequencies. Everything has a frequency, including your soul. Your soul has a frequency. People say that your soul is a frequency carried from lifetime to lifetime, and that's how we carry our essence from lifetime to lifetime, is by way of a particular frequency. It is a combination of frequencies because it's got all of memories and all of our entire being from every lifetime and all the frequencies of all of Source connected to it. So it's actually a very complex frequency, but again, overall, it's got a home note that it resonates at. And when you get in touch with that, man, I mean, some people say that it opens up soul purpose and you connect to exactly what you're meant to do in this lifetime and where you are on your ascension process. But also, it connects you to this unbelievable stillness and peace. I mean, there's nothing more powerfully still and peaceful than your soul. When you're connected to it, nothing can affect you. Okay? So it's really cool to use a frequency of your soul as an avenue to connect to it. Okay? So everything has a vibration. Proven in science and physics, but also we know this intuitively. Everything has a physical vibration. There are even very specific mathematical formulas as to how a particular frequency is created in different objects. Okay? And we talk about that. I mean, how the muscles in your heart create a frequency, but also the space in the heart chambers create a frequency as well. The cells create a frequency. All this is proven. We don't know what it is, though, inside the body. And it's crazy. And with our funding, we're going to be really focusing on exactly how to find all these frequencies inside the body, so we can really get some more definite science, so we can really start resonating things into harmony. Okay, so everything has a vibration. But here's where it really comes into play, where it becomes really important. The way of changing or manifesting things. And that is the law of resonance that says a strong resonant field or vibration will overcome a weaker resonant vibration and entrain that weaker one into the same vibration as the stronger one. Happens in negative ways, happens in positive ways. In negative ways, you know, it actually is kind of a bummer. You know, we've got cell phones, we've got electricity around us, we've got noise, and mostly we've got other scattered people, or we've got our own scattered thoughts, or probably the worst is the astral field on the planet. So, a strong resonant field manifests in many negative ways. Not only the astral field is all about, God, there's this huge amount of fear and anxiety, especially in cities. It seems like it's concentrated, but it's probably everywhere on our planet in the astral field that totally entrains us. It's a strong resonant field entraining us into the same vibration. Luckily, there are huge, even more powerful resonant fields that are really positive. One of the most basic is the Earth. You can feel the resonant frequency of the Earth, especially when you go out in nature. Totally. It's like one of our favorite things to do. Go out in nature and let it resonate and transform us into that harmony. Nothing better. Wait. No, there is something better. The sun. The sun. Oh, my God. Not only does the sun feel warm and wonderful, it is what makes us be alive. Without the sun, we would die. Not only would we not have food, but we wouldn't get all the vitamins we need through the sun. I mean, it is the prana. It comes into it. But, of course, it makes everything alive. It is the life giver. It is the most powerful resonant vibration that we are around. Oh, no. Second most powerful. Maybe third. There's our soul. Our soul's just sitting underneath us inside going, where are you at? Where are you at? Come on, connect, vibrate with me. Go to that state of peace. That's the second most powerful. I would say the most powerful is Source and Spirit. Source and Spirit, oh my God. There is no more powerful resonant field. It is way more powerful than any noise or astral field on the planet or any cell phone junk or you know, any of this stuff, craziness on the planet. Source and Spirit, unbelievably still, consistent, and full of love. And it's resonating, it's everywhere. It's in every cell, it's everywhere. As I learned it from Don here at BBS Radio. We are love. It's in every cell of us. We are love, right? So, Source is resonating. This powerful frequency is resonating our weaker frequency into harmony all the time. Boy, do we work hard to ignore it, to be distracted from it. God, let's have fun. Let's not be bored. You know, let's do something else. And God, there is nothing less boring than being in oneness with Source. God, people think, you know, meditation is boring or anything boring. Oh, my God. Resonating with this powerful, I mean, light years more powerful than anything else is, we just, I mean, it's the best. It's the best. You know, so a strong resonant field will overcome a weaker resonant field. We just have to tune into it. There's a woman, I just saw her on one with Wayne Dyer a couple weeks ago, and she had fourth stage cancer throughout her whole body. All of her organs had shut down. She went into the light. And when she went into the light, she was one with Source in a full state of unconditional love. And they told her she should come back because she still had work to do. She comes back. And within a month, all of her cancer, all of her organs completely heal. Cancer is completely gone. It metastasized through her whole body. Source, strongest resonant field there is, simply went in and said, not in alignment here, throughout, and just resonated it back into perfection. It's incredible. You know, amazing. I mean, and she's going around saying, God, they've got to get rid of the word terminal. It's crazy. You're never terminal. You know, the strongest resonant field there is. I've got a song called Source, which is set of the intention of connecting to Source. So let's go ahead and play that and set your intention now to resonate with Source. know, most of the time, the whole thing about resonance is resonating something that's not coherent into coherency. A lot of people use that term coherent, and people don't ever really explain what it really means. What it really means is a consistent frequency. Inconsistent frequencies are like two frequencies going back and forth. Consistent frequencies or coherent is one consistent tone. Like, you know, fear is inconsistent. Even anger, it's got that distortion. It's not a pure tone. It's not consistent in its vibration. It's kind of oscillating and jumping around really quickly. And, or, you know, like in life, I mean, we're distracted, you know. There's a phone. Oh, what did you say? Oh, you're saying something? Oh, there's a sound. What was that? You know, we're distracted, and we lose our consistency, and all these frequencies around us, cell phones, electricity, they're jumping around all the time. Oh, my God. Whereas you go out in nature, and it's just doing its flow of consistency. So it's about coherence, or consistency is really what it's about. And so these higher vibrations of source and spirit and love, they're all consistent vibrations. That's really what we're looking for. And that's really where the peace comes. Now, this law of resonance, you know, basically we've got the one where we can actually entrain one vibration, can entrain something else into the same vibration, mostly consistency or flow, a natural flow that's in alignment with spirit or source. But there's the other aspect, other law of resonance, which is the most amazing of all. And I just gave an example of it where source transformed the cancer cells in that woman's body. I think her name is Morjani, or something like Morjani. That's her last name. Anyway, source transformed those cells into something different than what they were. Okay? The law of resonance I was talking about before is simply a strong field will make something else resonate at the same vibration, but it doesn't become something different. That happens all the time. You know, I'm entrained by, you know, somebody I work with or live with into their vibration. You know, I start synchronizing with their vibration. I don't become them. I become closer to them, but I don't become them. You know, I have characteristics like them. But the highest law of resonance is transformative resonance. David Wilcock talks about this scientific experiment where they take a laser and they put it through a frog egg. And they shine it through the frog egg into a salamander egg. And the salamander egg changes into a frog egg and births a frog. By putting this high energy through and creating a resonance from the frog egg into the salamander egg became a frog egg. So the laser is a lot of powerful energy. I mean, that way we're talking not even as powerful as source that can transform a cancer cell. But the laser is still very powerful. It just doesn't happen with, you know, a weak resonant field. You have to have a really powerful field for a long period of time, normally, to transform something into something different. Well, that's what's happening now, everybody says. We are getting close to a photon belt, or these frequencies are coming from the center of our galaxy, from the black hole in our galaxy, and from our cosmos. They're going through the sun. They're being amplified, going into the core of our Earth, and resonating through our whole system. And these vibrations are turning on certain genes that have not been turned on before, unless you've done a lot of drugs, or psychedelics, that is. And it was like, I just had a class with Patrick Flanagan, who teaches here, saying that certain psychedelics turn on certain genes. And you don't even have to just do them. You just have to do them once, and then that gene is turned on. And he says what's happening is when we go into the photon belt on December 21st, all of those genes are going to be lit up like Christmas trees. They're going to all be turned on. And people that have never done drugs are going to freak out, or people that haven't gotten really high in spirit are going to freak out because it's going to be so intense. Whereas a lot of people that, you know, have even done have already gotten really high, you know, it won't be so intense. But it's going to be, Source is going to be transforming our DNA and our genes into something different. People talk about it even being transformed into a 12-strand DNA, you know. So it's the basic concept of the laser through the frog egg, transformation. And this happens, it's supposedly going to happen to all of us where we go into this higher state, really high state of consciousness, if we make it through the 3 days of like intense transformation, okay? But it happens on all different levels as well. I mean, it happens when we send love to a sore or pain in our body and it gets transformed. Those cells in the body get transformed. It happens when we send love or transforming energy to an emotion. It gets transformed. Or to a negative subconscious belief. It can be transformed completely forever. Or we send certain vibrations to our brain to entrain it into consistency so we don't have ADD or ADHD. So it opens up the creative flow and so we can sleep. Or it also happens when we entrain our spirit into consistency that then resonates with the unbelievable consistency of our soul. So there's transformation going on all the time in us, bad ways and good ways. And so that's really the essence of what it's all about, is to use this resonance, these laws of resonance and entrainment, to be able to transform ourselves. And it really manifests in two main ways. You look out at the world and you see something that's affecting you in a negative way. Of course, you can see it in a different way and it won't affect you negatively, is one way to do it. But if you see something that is hurting your health, certain noises break down our health, certain emotions break down our health, you can use the laws of resonance to create a strong vibration on your own, or connect to Source or Spirit or higher energies of unconditional love, and use those powerful fields to transform any negative fields around you, whether it's relationships, whether it's your health, whether it's wealth, being able to manifest what you want in your life. You use these strong vibrations, and this is basically the law of resonance. I mean, it's the law of attraction. Law of attraction is based on the laws of resonance. You create a higher vibration that then attracts what you want into your life. The only problem is our subconscious beliefs get in the way, so we have to transform them so they aren't resonating things we don't want. Because okay? They are even stronger than a lot of the other vibrations we come up with, these subconscious beliefs. Okay? So that's dealing with things. Oh, there's two ways. You can help transform the energy around you, or you can just hold your own vibration with resonance so the energy around you doesn't affect you. Two ways. You know, some people say, oh, don't try and change people, don't try and change the world. Well, you can send them love, you know, you can send them compassion, you can give them, you know, gratitude, send them gratitude, and connect with them as one, as we know we are one with everybody. So you can actually send love and things and help transform other people in that way. Or you can just resonate your own soul, your own presence, your own body. Feel gravity pulling you to the earth. Be in your own system, you know, so that the outside world doesn't affect you so much. If you got pains in your body, focus on your soul. Focus on the other parts of the body that are totally in coherence. Okay? Or bring in Source, which is inside you. Connect to that. And then help that to protect you and resonate. And even transform the world. It's really kind of both. They're one and the same. Resonating your own and transforming the world. Since we're in a quantum world, we affect, when we resonate our own vibration, we do affect other people around us already. So it's very much one and the same. Although you can send love to someone. You know, I send love to people. I see people that look a little strange walking down the street or in a grocery store. I'll send love to them, you know. And it does help. It does work. It works powerfully. It's amazing how powerful it works. So then there's the other half of when you're around vibrations that are in alignment with Source and Spirit. Then instead of working to create or transmute anything around you, you merge with it, still retaining your own soul point of awareness, ideally. Although often I just do the 100% merge thing and forget about myself. But just merge with Source and the flow of nature. When things around you, and which could be people, are in alignment with Source, or anything. And the main things that aren't in alignment with Source and nature are machines and technology. Sometimes even they are, but only to a certain extent. Depends on the person that creates it. It's nice when it's all created in sacred geometry forms. And so when there are things around you that are negative, so to speak, they're affecting you negatively and hurting your health, you either try and transform it or you resonate your own frequency. When things are in alignment, open up and vibrate with it. Okay? So these are the key laws of resonance. There's some others. Oh, there's one other I'll mention real quickly before we play another song. We're going to play the Unconditional Love song here in just a second. The other one is the frequency with less distraction, the more focus there is on a frequency, the more powerful resonator it is to transform something else. The more consistent it is, the more powerful it is. Okay. And that is what higher consciousness is about, is consistency in the flow that is so consistent that it becomes stillness. Okay. And that's what a crystal bowl is about. That's what toning vowel sounds are about. It's what chanting and mantras are about, creating consistency and flow. Consistency and flow. And it's really the essence of unconditional love. So tune into this energy that was put into this song. It's called Unconditional Love. And resonate with the flow of Source and nature. state of love and light, which includes everything from gratitude to compassion to joy, all the higher emotions, including a connection to soul or a connection to source and spirit, the more people are in these higher vibrations, the stronger the resonant field of all of those people together begin to, not just begin, continue to entrain the rest of the people on the planet. Like I always say, imagine if you're in a room of 3 million people that are like under Mount Shasta and Talos, 3 million people living in love and light all the time. How long would it take for you to be in love and light? Well, goodness gracious, if we get, you know, even a quarter of the planet resonating love and light, that's like, you know, billions, a couple of billion. And it's already happening. If you add up all the people that are partial resonators, you know, I mean, part-time, you know, love and lighters, which most of us are, you add them up, we got a lot of people already. So the more we add to that field, then the law of resonance then overcomes the rest of the planet. Locally, every time you see somebody beaming, you get high. And globally, through the quantum field, through entanglement, we affect everybody. Just like fear and anxiety affect everybody, all the love and light and higher vibrations we're in affect everybody else as well. And eventually, we'll be in a place where we're all in this love and light energy all the time. So hold that vibration to help it happen into the evening. Hold it through the whole weekend. Come back to it and hold it as much as you can through the week. Months to come, years to come. Imagine lifetimes, all of us, always in this consistent, cohesive, high vibration of love and light all the time.